Oh my. Gone.
Nick, you see where the bright light is?
Why didn't he move it?
Just like, just like where his feet are. Just yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Can you see Jim?
Yeah. Houdini. A divine Houdini.
Well, with us is who done it. Every time we say who done it, they say Baba. Says, okay. I'm surprised Baba allowed this, even this, to come out.
Have you all seen it?
Yeah.
This reminds me of something that happened to me 5 or 6 years ago. I had done some paintings of Baba, and I was just selling one of them. And so I thought, well, I'd like a record of the painting, a proper one, a good transparency, not just a small slide, but like an 8x10 professional one. So I took several paintings to a professional studio and explained what I wanted. And then I said, by the way, I do some photography. Could I see how it's done? Could I be here when it's done? And they said, well, ordinarily we don't like the customer to be, because the attention has to be there and so on. But I'll ask the man who does the work. So the man came to me and asked me, you know, why I was interested, and I explained. And he said, fine. You know, I can tell you're serious. You know something about this. So, and you won't be in my way. That's fine. So I brought several paintings in. And he was a little curious. What are these? Are these your paintings? Is this someone you know? And I might have mentioned Baba's name. I'm not sure. So he was taking the photos. I was paying for one copy each. They were quite expensive. And he said, well, I'm very good. I've been doing this 25 years. I usually get the exposure exactly right the first time. But I'll bracket, which means I'll take one at a higher exposure, one at a lower exposure. And if those are still satisfactory, you can have those free. Oh, fine, that's nice. So he went ahead and he took his shots. And then he said, now I have to develop these, so call in the morning, make sure they're all set, and come pick them up. So the next morning I called up, and the person said, oh, yes, well, wait, let me get the man. And the man gets on the phone, and he's a little apologetic. He says, this hasn't happened in a long time, but I didn't have the exposure right. Could you bring the paintings back? I said, no extra charge, you know, it's my fault. You should bring the paintings back. So I did. And he was now very apologetic. And again, he sets everything up and he takes more exposures. And he said, they were much too light. I have to close down the aperture by another stop, which is in half, next half the amount of light. So again, he took, and then he stopped and he said, well, let me take a few more just to make sure. And he halved it again, and he halved it again. He took about 4 more pictures, each time cutting the amount of light in half.
Too much light.
All the way down. And so finally, I went away again, and he processed them. And when I came back finally, actually this happened 3 times. And after the second time, at first I was annoyed. You know, how many days will this take? Each time I have to drive back and forth and on and on. After the second time it happened, because he must have taken 2 darker exposures, and then he was very apologetic after the second session. I really don't know how to explain this, but please, could you bring them back one more time? So then it got me. I realized. And so just very casually I said, I think I know what the problem is. In a joking way. You know, I mentioned that this is my spiritual master. I said, well, his business is light. And finally, the last ones. But he was mopping his brow.
Too much exposure.
Yeah.